We're back here on WREF, the Rough's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers hotline, Mads Kaiser, the new men's soccer head coach at the University of Southern Indiana, is here on WREF. Coach, really appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us here on the Ref. Congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you so much, Brad. Honestly, it's an absolute honor to be here at USI. I'm extremely excited to get started. Yesterday was my first day. But I tell you what, since arriving on campus, the people that I've met already, the vision of the department, this place immediately feels like home to me, and I'm very much looking forward to what we can create here on the strong foundation, hopefully build something that not only us players and coaches are proud of, but the entire Evansville community.
You know, Coach, it's funny you mentioned first day was just yesterday for you. I think a lot of people are wondering, what does the first day for a Division I college coach look like? You know, I'm sure you're trying to get to know everyone, figure out where your office is. Hey, where's the bathroom? Where do I go for this? Where do I go for that? But for you, in building your program, what did day one look like?
Honestly, you would be surprised on how boring the first day of a taking over a program is. Like, you go through the general orientation process, you meet with the HR department, you get your keys, you get your work computer. So yesterday was a lot of checking the boxes and making sure that I'm in a good spot to get started. And yes, as you said, now it's time this spring. The main goal is to really get to know everyone, build a good relationship with all the current student athletes on the roster, integrate myself into this athletic department here in the campus community, and really just hitting the ground running and setting a very good foundation then for what will be our first fall season together.
Again, Mads Kaiser, the new men's soccer coach for USI here on WREF, and coming from St. Francis, I definitely have a lot to ask you about your time at St. Francis on the East Coast. That's where I'm from, by the way. I'm a New Jersey guy, moved out to Evansville, so not too far. But I do want to ask you first, you mentioned getting to know the guys on the roster. With the era that we're in now of college athletics, transfer portal, and all the player movement, how do you go about retaining or even trying to figure out who you'd like to retain from last year's roster from the previous regime?
Honestly, very good question. I think you're spot on. This is one of the most challenging times probably to be a Division I coach at the moment with tools like the transfer portal. So for us, it's going to be very clear. We're going to try and commit players that or student athletes that are willing and looking forward to stay at a university at 4 years. We want them to make it a process and not just dip your toes in and out. But, of course, that's easier said than done. We will have to face those. I will want to put them as issues with the transfer portal. There will be turnover. But I believe that we're going to create a culture here that student athletes and people from the outside want to be part of, people that they want to be staying here. And that's the goal, to create something that people really decide cautiously to, hey, I want to go there, I want to stay there, and I want to be successful at USI.
You know, talking about the transfer portal and players who may or may not leave, just depending on what they want to do with them being recruited by the previous coach, and now you come in. But I want to ask you about players that might come in with you, because I feel like it's pretty common at this stage of college athletics where a coach comes in from one university to another, brings some of his key guys from that first university. St. Francis, you guys had a lot of success over the past 3 years, 22-16-11, the record. You were NEC Coach of the Year just a couple of years ago. Are there any guys that you might take with you from the transfer portal?
You would be surprised how often I've gotten that question so far. I want to tell you straightforward. St. Francis was an absolute incredible time. We were very successful. I had a lot of time there. I'm very thankful for the opportunity that I did have there too. But no, it's not the plan that I'm moving on with staff or players. I'm here to make USI mine. So anyone who is here currently, just to answer your previous question a little bit more, who's currently here and wants to work with me, I'm extremely excited to continue working with them. And of course, yes, we will be recruiting, we will be bringing in new players, but it's not on the list to poach any of the former players or look what that looks like. We're just going to take it, like I said, the first few weeks is very important for us to meet and get to know who we have here, and identify what we're going to have to recruit in August. But no, I'm not planning on bringing in a handful of guys that I've already worked with before.
Now, for those who struggle with ears, for accents, Mads Kaiser, the new coach for USI men's soccer from Germany. I'll ask you about your German background soon, but I'm mentioning this now because, objectively, you're an outsider. You're not from Evansville, and I'm saying this because I'm an outsider, too. Now, you come from way further outside New Jersey, but for a lot of these Evansville people, New Jersey might as well be Germany. They always ask me, so you're from New Jersey. How did you end up in Evansville? Why Evansville? You were in St. Francis after your time in Germany, and you had a lot of success in Pennsylvania with the Red Flash as well. After three seasons, why did you decide that USI and Evansville, Indiana was the better fit for you?
No, that is a very loaded question, and I give you a few reasons for it, okay? So the first one, the situation at St. Francis, again, also probably due to the transfer portal and other things, has changed. So unfortunately, SFU will transition to Division 3.
Yes.
So at that point, I knew that I was going to look for another opportunity to remain on the Division 1 level. But that is very superficial. But deeper down, it's very important for me. I'm a family guy. My wife is actually from the Midwest area, so we are moving a little bit closer home. And on top of that, what really, really stood out to me, especially at the youth eye drop, is the stability in leadership and the culture within the athletic department. I'm looking for something, again, similar to how we are going to approach the recruiting piece. I'm looking for sustainability. I'm looking for, sustainability is the massive key for us to really understand, okay, hey, people come here, they make it home, and they want to stay here. I really, really appreciate that about USI, and I know especially nowadays it's not normal anymore to have long-reigning coaches in many sports around here.
You know, Coach, I don't know if anyone mentioned this to you in the interview process or even just day one on the job, but maybe the largest ethnic group on the west side of Evansville is German. There are plenty of German people on the west side of Evansville, so I think you'll fit right in. I don't know how that kind of jives for you, if you can kind of give them a more authentic flavor for what German cuisine looks like and German life looks like rather than the Americanized version here in Evansville.
Again, I'm an open book. I'm happy to help and bring the German culture across. But I tell you what, I'm also very curious and excited to learn about what is exciting about Evansville and what makes Evansville special. As much as I want to bring in what I bring in from the outside, I'm really much looking forward to what is already here and what works well.
Yeah, the sausage and strudel is good, but it's not as good as what you're used to. Again, Mads Kaiser, the men's soccer head coach at USI, the new one here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lawn Expressway, an Evansville tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. Coach, I'm asking you a lot about recruiting here, but then again, in this day and age of college athletics, it is a lot about recruiting. So I'll ask you this. Mentioned how you're from Germany. There is so much talent internationally when it comes to this game, the greatest game, right? And I think a lot of different teams in the Ohio Valley Conference, they do rely on international recruiting. How do you plan on balancing American recruits with international recruits as you try to blend and develop a competitive roster for USI soccer?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I want to point out how strong the local soccer environment is in the Midwest, in the Evansville area, but even making it bigger in the entire Midwest. It's a massive soccer hub. So, yes, we will continue recruiting in Evansville, in the broader Midwest, anywhere in the U.S. as well, and opening it up. But again, the approach will be an inside-out, we call it. I'm looking locally first, then regional. And again, as you mentioned, of course, there's a lot of talent all around the world. Yes, Germany has a lot of players, good players as well. And we definitely will supplementally try and recruit international players as well and see if there's a good fit for USI out there. But again, the focus is not on one or the other pipeline. We will very much focus on local talent first and see who we have here. There's a lot of that goes in that. We want kids that are proud to play for USI, that are excited to represent the university. So local roots are going to be key for us. But again, yes, of course, with my background, with the way I have been working, I'm also not shying away to try and bring international talent in, but that's definitely not the main focus. The main focus is to make sure, no matter where the student athlete is from, that it's a good fit culture-wise and, of course, athletic-wise.
Coach, I asked you about your first day on the job, the first season. It starts in August, and I feel like that's going to be fast approaching. Before you know it, it's going to be here. Now, you do have some ramp up, but as we get closer to your first season at USI as the men's soccer coach, I'll ask you this. How would you define success in year number one for Screaming Eagle men's soccer under the Mads Kaiser era and regime?
Very good question. For me, the most important thing is that we are showing that we are hungry. The priorities is to create habits, standards that we can prove on a daily basis what we are about. That again, for me, I want to bring USI back. That it's a team that is tough to beat. People or teams don't like to come to Evansville because they know it's going to be an incredibly hard match against us. So those are the kind of things that we're looking for. I'm not necessarily focused on what the end result will be for the fall. I'm very much process-oriented, and that's going to be how we do it in the spring as well. I'm going to, if I just look at the end outcome, that's not good. Of course, we're going to have high goals, and we want to be very ambitious because I really believe that we have the opportunity here to be successful. But again, we will attack it by the daily habits, the daily standards, on and off the field. Winning Division One games is incredibly hard, and we believe that every detail matters on and off the field. And that's something that has to grow within the group, that has to grow within the team, the program. And yeah, that's why I mentioned earlier, we're building the foundation now to be successful in the fall. If it is then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wins that we get, or making the playoffs, again, of course, that is overall the goal, but that's secondary. The success will be measured on a daily basis.
Tactically speaking, how do you like to play?
Do you have an hour? No, I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it short. Honestly, we want to be very organized. We want to be competitive and hard to play against. I mentioned that earlier. Teams that work for each other. I want to play with intensity. I want to have a clear understanding of what we are trying to do. And I believe over time that should reflect then also the identity of the players. So I don't want to bore you too much with the tactics, but it's front foot. I want to be proactive. We're going to be fit. We're going to run hard. We're going to work hard. We're going to, again, even if we might face teams that arguably could have more talent than us, we're going to match them or outmatch them, hopefully, with the intensity that we're approaching things, with the amount of work rate that you're showing. And then everything else after that will shape and pan it. I'm a big fan of having possession of the ball. So, again, people put that always in quotation marks, the European way of playing. I don't actually like the phrase of it, but I do like possession of the ball. And I love the game so much. That I want to make sure that other people can feel the same love to the game as well. So it should be entertaining.
You know, Coach, I really appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us here on WREF. I do want to circle back one more thing about recruiting, if you don't mind, and that is this.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of people, they're hearing your accent. Oh, he's from Germany. Oh, he's coming from Pennsylvania at St. Francis. What kind of roots does he have in the Midwest? To your point, your wife is a Midwest woman. She is from this neck of the woods. Not only that, but you actually coached in Cincinnati, which is really not all that far, and there is a lot of talent over there. What kind of recruiting ties and personal soccer relationships do you have in Cincinnati, in that neck of the woods, in that region, that could end up translating into a roster or success here at USI?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. For us, it's always about making sure that we get out in front of the kids and make sure that they have a good understanding of USI before they sign up for it. But as you mentioned, yes, I've worked in the club world. I've worked in the Cincinnati area for local clubs. I know I have a good understanding of it. Even when Pennsylvania sounds very far away from here, technically it's just on the other side of Cincinnati. So it's not that far. We have been recruiting in the Midwest area quite a bit already. We are very familiar with the big tournaments, with again, it will be key to have those relationships with club coaches. And that's something that we're trying to do with the local coaches here in Evansville as well, making sure that we have a good rapport and a good, good relationship. But yeah, of course, I would be silly to not utilize any previously established pipelines or connections that I might already have.
Coach, I'll get you out of here on this. To your point, your wife comes from the Midwest. This is a job that obviously you wanted coming from St. Francis, and unfortunately with them making that almost unprecedented move from Division I down to Division III, it's a move that you felt like you had to make. Once you got the news from John Markall, from President Bridges, that you were in fact the new men's soccer head coach, how did you celebrate that?
Honestly, it was a very short and small celebration with me, my wife, and my dog. we really just sat down and had a good dinner together. Again, it's as much, of course, we were absolutely thrilled to get the opportunity here, and we're absolutely thrilled to come out here and work here. But, of course, it's always this one sad phase as well at the same time. Of course, we're going to miss the people in Pennsylvania. We're going to miss the school, and we came across a lot of very, very good people out there. So, again, yes, it's an extremely exciting time for us to come out to Evansville and get this opportunity. But as much as we celebrated, also we also had to make sure that we say goodbye in a professional manner to everyone else.
That's Mads Kaiser, the new head coach for USI Men's Soccer here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Coach, again, thank you so much for carving out a few minutes for us here on the show. And, well, all of us here in Evansville, we say Guten Tag. Have some fun, enjoy it, and, again, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Brad.
How was the accent? What do you think?
I thought it was very good.
That's what I want to hear. Hey, he's really good at coaching soccer and flattery, apparently. That's Mads Kaiser again here on WREF. We take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. It's the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan, a 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.